That's what I'm knowing. And yeah, I'm so excited. It's like I'm on a sugar high and I didn't even have any sugar. Oh, shouldn't that be how we live life? Yes, it's a spiritual high. That's what it is. So knowing that Easter is all about new beginnings, I remember as a kid, we would play the game, hide the eggs, and then we'd find them, and then we'd hide them again, and we'd find them, and it was kind of the game that we played all day long. So we'll be playing this game all day long, hiding the eggs, and actually the kids will find them, and then the candy will disappear. And I'm not sure how many kids we have upstairs. We had 105 eggs, and so it's going to be divided amongst however many kids there are. And if there's only a few, then we could help them. I also want to thank Irene for doing these beautiful decorations. It looks so Easter-y, so beautiful. Thank you. And these eggs here are not part of the hiding. That's not part of it. All right, so I'm going to read to you just a little bit about Easter, because I went thinking, you know, in Science of Mind, we talk about Easter as the Christ consciousness, that new beginnings. And so when you have a belief system, then you go and find all the evidence to support it. So I found this wonderful book called Easter. Long before the celebration of Easter, people celebrated a spring festival. They feasted and sang, they danced and gave gifts. They rejoiced over the rebirth of life in the fields and woodlands, which is so great. It's like the snow is melted, not that we have much snow out here. The snow is melted and now everything's starting to bud. So it's really all about new life. And this is where today we get to make a commitment to ourselves. New life, new attitude, new day. The Easter egg is a good example of the custom that began many thousands of years ago. For ancient people, the symbol of new life was an egg. When the shell broke, new life came into the world. Which takes me to a joke that my sister told me, or a riddle. Why did the egg hide from the rabbit? It was a little chicken. Oh, all right. And then we go to the Easter rabbit. It's supposed to bring the Easter eggs and hide them. No one really knows where the Easter rabbit began, but the rabbit is an old, old symbol of the spring festival. It is that space of abundance, because rabbits are fertile and multiply. So does our abundance. So that's what I am knowing for each and every one of us. And I've given some ideas. You come here, we talk, we have a good time on Sunday, and then we go back into our regular world. And Science of Mind, this philosophy, this teaching, works if we work it. And it's a constant every day, every minute, every second. We're not creating just when we go into spiritual mind treatment or into an affirmation or into meditation. We are creating all the time. So we're planting these little seeds all the time. We're saying things and they're out there in the world. I've talked in this space about creating a new book, a new story, because sometimes we keep picking up the old story and keep talking about, oh, I don't like that person, I never liked them, they hurt me 10 years ago, and I'm going to hold on to that forever. Today's the day to put that down and see everyone through that Christ consciousness, through that new vision, through new life, through new eyes, because we get to recreate our life every single day. And this is a good time to just really refresh our soil, our fertile soil of the mind, and plant some seeds that we really love. So I've suggested before about writing your own little book, your own little bedtime story every night, writing, I'm so happy and grateful now that once upon a time I was born this magical person. How many of you have written a little story or a little book that you read every night? Okay, so we're going to have a new chance to do that. To keep it simple, because I like simplicity, I really do. Wow, if we make it complicated, then it's going to be just a little too much work for me. So on the back table where the jelly beans are, I've put these pieces of paper that say career or purpose, financial, relationships, and health. This is where you get to write your new little story or an affirmation on each little thing, and then we'll fold it up like a book. You can read it every morning, every night. I am so happy and grateful now that I am living my happiest purpose ever, touching lives, revealing love. Financially, I know that finances are in perfect order, that they flow with ease and grace and love. All relationships are in divine order. And I am healthy, happy, prosperous. Whatever you choose to write, whatever your vision is. And then we get to verbalize, visualize, and feelingly believe it. And it's a great story to take to bed with you, because this is what you want to be sleeping with, is your new story. Not just who did me wrong today, what life went wrong, and who I'm going to tell off tomorrow. Not that any of us here ever think like that, right? Never. But it's a chance to really refresh in who we are. Do some spring cleaning. Release the thoughts that we do not need to have anymore, that no longer serve us. And then being mindful of the conversations that we're having, not only with ourselves, but with other people. Because sometimes we're talking about, oh, so-and-so did this wrong, or so-and-so didn't do that. Put that story down. Let that not come from your mouth. Let those words be gone. As we step into the Christ consciousness, which is lifting our thoughts to a higher vibration. Jesus was a great example, not the great exception. And he would always say, what I do, you can do even more. He just tipped the iceberg. And yet there's so much depth below it. So the depth of who you are is amazing. So as we step into Easter and spring forward, it's like, what would I love today? And then live from that space. My intuition, my love, my creativity is guiding me this way. And this other story is not serving me, because every word, every story is creating our reality. I'm gonna share this because I found the power of words, how incredibly powerful they are. Some of you know and some of you may not know. It doesn't make me weird. It makes me unique. I practiced hypnotherapy, clinical hypnotherapy, for many years. And then my daughter one day had seen a stage hypnotist, and she's like, Mom, you've done so much theater. You should do some stage hypnosis. I'm like, no, that's, she said, laughter therapy. And then I was caught up in it. It's like, you're right, laughter therapy. Laughter's the best medicine. So I started doing stage hypnosis. The first time I did it, I was more surprised than they were that it actually worked. It's like, oh, they're actually doing what I told them to do in a hypnotic state. Ernest Holmes in the Science of Mind textbook says, do not be hypnotized to the ways of the world. We all get hypnotized to the ways of the world instead of consciously thinking our thoughts. We have the same thought, different day, same thought, different day, where when we get into this teaching, we start putting on new thoughts, new ideas. So I was doing stage hypnosis, learning the power and how powerful our words are. There's a college back in Chadron, Nebraska that brings me out every year for their college orientation. And we had 300 people in the audience. I had 24 people up on stage. Now, I always end with the YMCA. I make people look good. They become the village people, and they begin doing the YMCA. And the words that I always say is, when the music starts, you become the village people. You will jump up, and you will inspire the audience to do the YMCA. I changed one word. You will jump up out of your seats, and you will get people to do the YMCA with you. I turned on the music, 24 people on stage ran off stage to get people to do the YMCA with them. When we are in that hypnotic state, and we've all been in it one time or another, we're in a show and we're not even conscious of our body, we're just in the show, or we're driving all the way to San Francisco and we don't remember going through Bakersfield, because who would remember that, right? But we're just in a zone. I'm sorry, that was wrong. It was wrong. It was. Bakersfield is a lovely place to drive through. So, sorry. So we're driving all the way up there, and we don't realize that we've gone somewhere. We've just kind of gotten in a zone in our head, some kind of story that's going on in our head. And those are times when we're not really conscious. We're just kind of in a hypnotic state. And that happens many times to us throughout, you know, we just get in a zone. So stepping into this teaching and knowing that we do create our own reality, we get to be mindful of what our thoughts are. Because every thought is creating something. And we've got all these little seed thoughts that are happening. I once planted a garden when I was back in Nebraska. I would see my dad do it every, you know, he's planting crops, and I would see him do his garden, always out there tilling and weeding. And what I noticed is when I planted, I didn't know what was the plant and what was crop. or what was the crop and what was weed? It should have all been crop. It was all something. But I couldn't tell the difference between the crop and the weeds. So I ended up just mowing over all of it and starting over, because it's like, I don't even know what, I don't know what's, is that a carrot or is that a weed? I don't know. And this is where some of our thoughts, if we take time to really weed through them, this thought is not a thought that serves me. Or this thought is a great thought and it serves me. What would I love? I would love this. Because when we state it, we create it. Creating this, creating this, creating this, creating this. It's kind of like we have this tally sheet in our mind, and whatever the most dominant thought in our mind is what's growing. We move in the direction of our most dominant thought. And the universe always says yes. Yay! Until I'm yelling at somebody or thinking negatively of somebody. We're not creating just when we're in that meditation time or just when we're doing spiritual mind treatment. We are creating all the time. So it's important to be mindful of what we're creating and what we're thinking. The book of the month is one of my favorites. It's Love and Law by Ernest Holmes. And one of the things that he says here is expectancy speeds progress. Therefore, live in a continual state of expectancy. No matter how much good you are experiencing today, expect greater good tomorrow. Expect to meet new friends. Expect to meet new and wonderful experiences. Try this magic of expectancy, and you will soon discover a dramatic side of your work, which gives full vent to constructive feeling. Being in that state of expectancy. Have any of you ever ordered anything from like Amazon.com or something online, and then you're excited, oh, it's going to show up? How many of you do that with your spiritual mind treatments or your affirmations? Oh, it's going to show up. Or do we get into the, yeah, I put it out there, but I don't know. I put the order in the universe, but I don't know. We don't do that when we're doing something on the mail. Ordered something from Amazon, I'm knowing it's showing up. So I can put my order into the universe and then be in that happy, excited expectancy. It is showing up. I know it. I loved going through the Prosperity Plus class with those of you that were in that class. Everyone's invited. That's next week, April 23rd, to the Prosperity Plus pajama party. One of the things that we read in Your Invisible Power by Genevieve Brand, she said, when you get into that space of quiet expectancy, where you just know everything is flowing, visualize it, verbalize it, feelingly believe it. And she visualized herself, because she wanted $20,000. She would lay in bed at night visualizing herself counting it, being so grateful, counting that money. And it's like, what are the pictures and what are the things that you want in your life? Visualize it. Verbalize it, feelingly believe it's already happening. I've already put my order into the universe, and the universe always says yes. Until I block it with my thought that says, no, this is happening, or that's happening, or here's what I'm seeing out there. The universe always says yes to us. It's us needing to say yes to the universe and being in that open space without the block. Block, block, block. We stay in that defense mode. So we're going to put that down starting today, because we are planting new seeds, new crop. There is good for me, and I ought to have it. One of my favorite words by Emma Curtis Hopkins. There is good for me, and I ought to have it. There is good for you, and you ought to have it. I love to watch some of these reality shows where people are stepping into their divinity. Anybody ever watch some of the reality shows like Biggest Loser? Where people are really finally releasing the things that are blocking them and releasing the weight and loving who they are. Or some of these shows where people are putting their talent out there. There's something that rings inside of us when people step into their own divinity. And it comes from inside. What would I love? The question to ask in every situation. What would I love with this relationship? What would I love in this work day? What would I love in my purpose? What would I love in my health? What would I love in this harmonious space? And there's a lot of things happening out there in the world, yet it all starts in here. It's reflection of what's going on in here, the microcosm of the macrocosm. So the more we get into that space of peace, love, and joy, and living it in every cell in our body, then it has to show up here in all of our relationships. There was a movie years ago that I watched that I absolutely love. It was called Listen to Me, and it was about debate teams, and there was this debate team from a small college, and they kept winning against all of these bigger colleges. And it got down to the finals, where it was a small college and the two kids that were on that going against the seniors at Harvard. And the seniors at Harvard had just given their final debate, and it was amazing and wonderful. And the young lady who was next to go into the debate was panicked, and she started fumbling through all of the index cards, looking through it. And the young man that was her partner on the team stopped her, grabbed her hand, and said, "It's not out there, it's in here. It's in here, it's inside every one of us." So, the mission today is to really step into that Christ consciousness. Can I lift my thoughts up today? Can I lift up this day? Yes, I can, so I will. And I'll create my little booklet. I'll grab one of those sheets back there and I'll write, "I'm so happy and grateful now that," or I'll write whatever I want. "My finances are divine. My career is perfect. I'm living the happy ever after. Every relationship, everywhere I go, I love people and people love me. We're having fun. We're playing in life. My health is in divine, amazing order. I'm tumbling in a good way and playing every day." What is your story? Because it's the story that we tend to bring out and tell everyone. And Easter, one of those days when we get together with maybe our family or some of our friends and we're telling our story about our life. Let your story today be of love and happiness and excitement and joy. And it's the best Easter ever. It's the best day ever. And it's the best life ever that we're living right here, right now. I want to leave you with a couple words from Ernest Holmes. And this is from Love and Law. "I'm guided by the same intelligence and inspired by the same imagination which scatters the moonbeams across the waves, which holds the forces of nature in its grasp. I am guided by that same energy." And I encourage you, today's a beautiful day, to have a spiritual mind treatment by one of our fabulous practitioners. We have Rosie, we have Sherry, we have Judy. And they're all here to serve. No matter how life is for you, it can be even better. No matter how great it is, it can be even greater. And we always have something to give with our lives, some purpose in life. And we always have that space of receptivity because life always wants to say yes, yes, yes. So allowing that flow and allowing these beautiful practitioners to do a wonderful spiritual mind treatment, which is basically positive prayer. Their consciousness is clear. They see it clear for each and every person. So I encourage you to have a wonderful prayer with them. And I'm going to do a little magical prayer right now. As the wonderful magic, I love that, Sherry. That was really fun. Our magic, let's go inside our heart of hearts to that magic place. What is our magic that we are creating today? Beautiful, magical, each one of us. As we close our eyes to any distractions, knowing that there is one infinite power, as Ernest Holmes says, guided by the same intelligence and inspired by the same imagination, which scatters the moonbeams across the waves and holds the forces of nature in grasp, that same power flows through each and every one of us. Knowing that those beautiful moonbeams, the wonderful stars, the power of the ocean, it's all part of that oneness that flows in as and through us, that spirit, that divinity, the thing itself, that thing that breathes us, flows through every cell in our beings. As I speak my word and claim that this is a brand new, beautiful day. Spring is here, and in our spring cleaning, we've put down any thoughts that do not serve us. Today we awaken to the divinity of the I Am, that we are beautifully, eloquently, lovingly. As we come from love in all that we do, that we love ourselves to a higher level, allowing ourselves to live our dreams, allowing ourselves to give love to others, allowing ourselves to see the divinity in others. Because if I see it in them, then I know it's in me. I know it's in me. I know it's in you. It's in all of us. That beautiful love, that beautiful magic, that wonderful, unique essence that flows in as and through. Knowing that there is health, there is harmony, there is prosperity, and there is goodness in all that we do. That we are shifting the world by shifting our consciousness, raising up to a higher level, a higher thought, a higher love. And in great gratitude, knowing it is already done. We have put in our order and it is on its way. In quiet expectancy, we wait, knowing that that divine inspiration is guiding and directing as we treat, move our feet, and move in the direction that we are guided with love, with magic, with goodness, with the power of the universe, as I just release my word into the action of the law, knowing that all is well. As we all anchor this in mind together by saying, and so it is. So it is. Namaste.